Oil field work is dangerous, even under the best conditions. But when companies cut corners or ignore safety, it's the workers who pay the price. One accident can mean catastrophic injuries, lost income, and a long road to recovery. At Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers, we have the resources and experience to handle oil field injury cases and stand by workers and their families through the legal process. Real cases, real injuries. Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers.
Paid spokesperson Trey Morris, Shreveport, LA. 2519596.
Secondhand Therapy is presented by Pony Bear Studios. For ad-free episodes, head on over to patreon.com/secondhandtherapypod. Welcome back to Secondhand Therapy. We want to remind you.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
We're not therapists. We're not experts. Mm-hmm. This is not a substitute for professional advice.
In any way.
Is that all? Did I get all of it?
It's not a substitute for therapy, and this is not professional advice in any way. And that's, yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
We're not therapists. We're not experts. This is not a substitute for therapy, and this is not professional advice in any way.
Yeah, I tried to get the order right this time, and it threw me off.
And yeah, hey, it's all right. We got there. You know, I'm sitting here drinking a beer.
I know.
A non-alcoholic beer.
It's soccer season.
And I'm not saying what brand because I will not endorse any company that does not pay us.
That's right.
Do you like my hat? All right, I'm going to be talking about camping. What are you talking about today?
Ooh, control.
Nice. Tell them about Patreon first, though.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to hear this episode about control and camping with no ads, head on over to Patreon. You get ad-free episodes, and you'll be listening to this episode on a Friday instead of a Monday.
Maybe if you do things on time.
Maybe.
Maybe you listen to this in 3 weeks.
Yeah, who knows? But you can listen to it 3 days earlier in 3 weeks. Does that math make math?
Man.
I'm trying to get people to go to Patreon.
They're not.
Also, you missed a completely different intro over on Patreon.
It's true.
We're talking about other things over there, and unfortunately, we're talking about this here. So yeah. You could be hearing like little personal stories and funny anecdotes and everything else over on Patreon.
Michael pooped his pants.
That's not true.
Michael pooped his pants.
That's not true.
If you want that story, it's in the intro on Patreon.
You know what? In the spirit of trying to get people there, yep, head on over and listen to that story.
Yep.
Anyway.
He pooped his pants. And he had a bad day. It was after he found out he still has herpes, and then he pooped his pants. And if you want to hear the full story, head on over to Patreon.
Head on over to Patreon. You can also hear...
Can that be a new bit?
No.
And then next week you do one for me that's like, you make up this super embarrassing shit, and I go, yep. Go hear about it on Patreon, and we'll just see who can come up with the worst stuff.
Yeah, okay. That's fun.
All right, so if you want to, look, he had a bad day.
I thought we were done, but there's more?
Yeah. So he found out he still has herpes, and then he was like, I have herpes, I've accepted it. He was lying to his doctor, he hasn't accepted it. Mm-hmm. But then he's like, my herpes have this, it seems to be an infection. And then his herpes had crabs.
Mm-hmm. Very itchy.
And then he was on his way home, shit his pants.
So nervous and anxious.
Yeah. It wasn't that big of a deal because he drives a 1971 Honda Civic.
I love that Civic.
Yeah, it's got one yellow door. It looks cool.
That yellow door belonged to my father, and I keep it in his honor.
Yeah. And then we actually, sometimes we look up local news from where we grow up. I look up Tucson news. He looks up Marion, Ohio news. Someone dug up his mom.
Jesus Christ. And I was sad I didn't get to see her.
Oh, my God. What happened?
You're drunk.
I took it too far.
You're drunk.
There's no alcohol in the beer.
Well, it's in your body.
If you want to hear about that, then I mean the news story specifically,
head on over to Patreon. Oh my God. And you also get access to a different episode. Different show altogether called The Other Shit Show. which is kind of like what we're doing now. And it's super fun and non-therapy related. Also, you get merch discounts. You get advance notices on merch. You get live show discounts when we start doing live shows again. You get all kinds of stuff over there. And what else?
If you'd like to buy some merch, if you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so secondhandtherapypod.com. You can get this hat I'm wearing. You can get a feelings pillow. You can get a lot of shirts, hoodies, all that. We have good merch. We take a lot of pride in having good quality
merchandise.
Secondhandtherapypod.com. If you'd like to support women's resources, women's reproductive resources, excuse me, vasectomyfarms.com.
That's right. And you can always contact us with digital mail or physical mail
or electronic mail.
Or you can send us nice little text messages or voice notes. And we shared one actually on the Patreon intro. Mm-hmm.
Every week we share either a text message or a DM that we're not going to respond to.
That's right.
In the Patreon intro.
On the Patreon. And you can do that. All that information is below or on screen if you're listening or watching on YouTube right now. Mm-hmm. I think that's all the business.
I think it is.
All the business.
Have you been watching the World Cup?
Nah.
You? Spain, Argentina in the final.
Big rivalry?
Read a book. Read a history book.
Are they friends?
You know how I keep telling you I'm doing a psychology class?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it.
Are you really?
I'm really doing it, dude. Our new sponsor, Southern New Hampshire University.
Fancy.
Some classes, bro.
Oh, you fancy now.
Bruh, I'm out here.
He's a schoolboy.
Hey, and here's the thing. If you're like me and you're just like, dude, I like learning stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
SNHU, go learn some stuff. If you were like me in the past, maybe you feel a little stuck in your career. You want to start a new thing. SNHU. What about you?
I mean, I love to learn.
Oh, God, he's never learned
thing. I need to do it more officially.
Never learned a thing. Anyway, if you want to check out SNHU and you want to see what kind of programs they have, you can go to snhu.edu/SHT and you can request more information. It costs nothing to request more information. It's a great way to support the podcast. Learn some stuff. Start a new career. Do whatever you need.
Go back to school.
snhu.edu/SHT. There's also a link in the episode description. Get some info, start some learning. You're welcome. If you're interested in having the best time of your life, you should go ahead and check out our new sponsor, Psychic Source.
Oh, buddy, I cannot wait.
Dude.
I'm trying to talk to dead people. Do they do that?
They do mediums. They got mediums.
All right. I'll take a large medium.
All right. So here's the thing. Daddy already did it. Okay. Now, here's the thing. If you want to talk to a psychic, and trust me, you do. Here's what you do. You go to trypsychicsource.com/SHT10. Okay? You're going to get 40 minutes. 40 minutes for $19.80. Now, you don't have to use all 40 minutes with one person. I didn't.
Oh.
I did 20 with, and look, mind your business. I'm talking about my love life.
Okay. All right.
Talking about my love life.
Trying to see some road bumps ahead.
Just seeing if it's going to be clear skies, and it's not. Now, I did the other 20 on just like a spiritual thing.
Mm.
See where I'm at. Let me guess. You're going to do a medium?
Oh my God. I can't wait.
All right. Well, if you want to talk to a psychic, you can do that. Again, trypsychicsource.com/SHT10. You get 40 minutes for under $20. Do it. And then DM us, because I want to hear how it went.
Oh, I can't. Please DM us.
Oh, God, it's so much fun.
I want the tea.
Oil field work is dangerous, even under the best conditions. But when companies cut corners or ignore safety, it's the workers who pay the price. One accident can mean catastrophic injuries, lost income, and a long road to recovery. At Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers, we have the resources and experience to handle oil field injury cases and stand by workers and their families through the legal process. Real cases, real injuries. Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers. Paid spokesperson Trey Morris, Shreveport, LA, 251-9596.
Bear Cubs, and welcome back.
Secondhand Therapy.
And we know that.
I very intentionally did not check. I checked my phone once or twice a day, max. Because I do have, you know, important work emails I have to deal with in the mornings and stuff like that. I did receive a text message.
Yeah.
From, I'm not going to give you, see if you could figure it out.
Okay.
It's a newlywed gay groom.
And an avid listener, apparently.
Who sent me a screenshot of the episode and said, thanks for the shout out.
Oh, no. So funny.
Yeah. And, yeah, and then sent me a text later with an explanation.
Some context.
Nope.
An explanation.
It's just an explanation. It's not context.
Okay.
And I said, you don't owe me an explanation. I love you. I'll see you later. And that was it.
Did you even read it?
No. I skimmed it lightly. I skimmed like the first set. There was a couple of like, we were planning on eloping and then our families got involved and I was like, hey, it doesn't matter. It's your wedding. It's fine.
Yeah.
You were living your life. I made it about me and got my feelings hurt. It's not up to you to fix my feelings. You did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Let me move on. So daddy went camping. Right. And not checking his phone and got, you know, an explanation. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to the show, you might be thinking to yourself, Papa Bear, Daddy, Father, Louie, Lou Bear. What do they call me?
You don't want to see it. I've seen the comments.
Papa Bear, Daddy, Father, Louie, Lou Bear, you might say. You have said that you don't even go hiking.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing camping?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a fair question. That's a fair question. Well, I have become curious. I went camping once in my life. I was 10-ish.
Wow. Been a minute.
Some might say a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
I don't remember it a lot. I don't remember liking it or disliking it. It was fine. I had to shit behind a tree.
Yeah.
Didn't like that part of it.
I'm out already.
You won't camp without toilets. Is that true?
That's true.
That's surprising because you don't strike me as someone who would research whether they have toilets.
Absolutely. Is that a joke?
No.
Oh.
I would think you'd be like, I just assume they had toilets. You'd be like, why? And you're like, it's Yosemite. Why wouldn't they? Or whatever.
Yeah.
I can see that. You research if they have toilets.
We'll get to that later.
Have you ever planned a camping trip?
No.
Yep. Okay. There we go.
I don't often go camping.
Yeah, me either. I went. So I had find myself wondering. In this new phase of my life, where I am trying to be more, and I'm trying to live a much slower life, and a more present life, is camping for me.
Mm.
So I went camping. I think it's for me.
Really?
I do think it's for me.
That is surprising.
Yeah, you and me both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did you enjoy about it?
It has nothing to do. You could do as much or as little as you want. You wake up. Here's the thing. There was a train close by, so the sleep wasn't great. The fucking train.
A train.
Yeah. You go to bed when you're tired. There's no bedtime. The sun goes down, and then you're kind of like, I'm getting tired. You go lay down. Go to bed. You get up probably when the sun comes up because you're out in a tent.
Yeah.
Get up. Oh, do you want a cup of coffee? You better boil a kettle.
Uh-huh.
I just like it, dude.
Yeah. You love a process. You love a little...
I love when stuff's not just so easy and accessible.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. And then, you know, we rotated who's responsible for the meal. You know, me and my girl cooked breakfast one day, and then somebody else cooked dinner, and it's just like, and then you just go fucking hang out.
A lot of community there, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think it's for me.
Damn.
But also, there was a gas station like 4 minutes away, so... we weren't like going to a restaurant, like,
yeah,
we weren't in the middle of, we were at the beach. It was a beach camp in California.
Yeah.
So yeah, it wasn't, we weren't out in a, you know, in Zion or Yosemite, like we were near civilization, but the partaking of the camping, I'm into it.
Yeah.
What do you like? Do you like camping?
I do.
What do you like about it?
I do like the being outdoors, and I like you said, like the no schedule. You can kind of do whatever you want and be out in nature. I just like being out in nature. I was going to ask you if you thought that the company had anything to do with the enjoyment. Do you think you would have the same experience if you had different company or no company at all?
I think the company did play a role. But I'm going to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the company was in turmoil.
So you went with family.
It was the talk of the camp. Not openly.
Oh.
Just in little pockets.
Love it.
So, but the company did play a part. I think as long as the company is all into the camp and the camping and what it is,
mm-hmm.
I think it's fine. I think if I was with people that's like, okay, let's do a thing. Well, let's try camping, and no one really knows what they're doing or is like into it, then I think there's a lot of bickering, and
yeah,
then it's probably not as enjoyable.
Yeah.
Also, myself as a, I would consider myself a new camper.
Yeah.
I had some experts with me.
Okay.
And that helped. If yeah. I were the expert camper, if I was it, disaster. We're at the gas station. You know what I'm saying? We're there.
Right.
We're going to the gas station.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Was this a, were there toilets around, or was this a...
they did have toilets.
Okay. Thank God. Good mm-hmm. for you. Good for yeah. you.
They had an out, well, it's a beach, so they have those outdoor showers.
Yeah.
They also had like essentially a bathroom without a toilet that had a token slot where you could take a shower. I think the difference was that it, you could have hot water.
Mm, okay.
Where the beach shower, you couldn't. Yeah. So I didn't, I just did a beach shower, no soap.
Yeah.
Smelled like fucking Yeti when I got back, dude. Just seaweed and ass.
Yeah.
You know?
What did you do to pass the time? What did you find enjoyable?
Sitting, walking, yeah. Walked up and down the beach. Chit-chatting, hanging. Sit, dude.
Hmm.
Sat under this, you know, covering thing. I like the shade. Okay? I freckle.
Yeah.
I freckle. I have tattoos. I like to take care of my tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the shade. Sat there, look at the ocean, you know, watch the kids play. They come out, hey, Lou, dig a hole and bury me. Dude, you got it. Mm-hmm. Do that. Go back. Look, watch the ocean. I also found myself... Do you remember how in The Matrix, who's the guy in the suit?
Oh,
Agent Smith?
Yeah.
Agent Smith, they could like, anybody, like the lady grocery shopping, the Agent Smith could just like take over her body.
Yeah.
I found myself, what's funny?
I'm curious where this is going.
Well, just fucking wait.
I'm waiting.
I found myself, people that I saw on the beach, imagining if I could just like, take their perspective for a second.
Mm.
Like there was this kid building a sand wall, had his back to the ocean, like so locked in on this sand wall And I was like, I wonder if I could like pop in his head what that would look like not even knowing the beaches, the ocean's behind you. Mm. And then there's like a guy down that's just in the water sitting on his boogie board, just like looking out. And I was like, I wonder if that guy even knows I exist right now.
Mm.
Really weird how we're all just like having this very singular experience. You know?
Yeah, I think about that a lot, especially in crowded areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, everybody just has their own, like, yeah, their own fucking thing happening that, how complex your life is and everything, all the moving parts. Every single person has that.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild to think about.
It's really weird. I also had a weird realization after we got back. So, you know, you pack up the car or whatever. When I say we, I mean, I pack up the car. No, she helped. Got back and it was a weird fucking moment, dude. Go unload. I walk in the house and I just go, because everything's sandy and dusty. So I go wash my hands because I don't like my hands to be dirty.
Yep.
Check out the hat. And I wash my hands and I look up and I see myself in the mirror. And I realized I hadn't seen myself in like 4 or 5 days.
Mm.
I looked up and I was like, oh, my hair is like long. Like, oh, my beard is like longer and scragglier. And I was like, I had like a zit on my face. And I was like, I hadn't even thought about what I looked like,
yeah,
my appearance, anything the whole time I was there. It didn't even cross my fucking mind.
Damn.
It was fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
There are too many mirrors. We're seeing ourselves too much. I stand by that. I'm going to die on this hill. I'm taking mirrors out of the house.
That's interesting. That's so fucking interesting.
It was, I was like, oh, I didn't give a fuck what I looked like at all. Did I take my shirt off at the beach? No. Now, that's different.
Yeah.
That's not about mirrors. That's not about mirrors. But yeah, dude, I was like, oh, I need a haircut. Like, my beard looks like shit. I was like, I got a pimple on it. Had no idea.
Damn.
Not a fucking clue.
Hmm.
I really do want to take mirrors out of the house.
I know. I know you're serious about that.
I want to, for like 30 days.
Yeah.
And like keep a log of emotions or self-worth, or maybe I'm more or less likely to go to the gym without seeing myself. I don't know. I wonder what would happen.
Yeah.
Or leave one mirror.
Yeah.
Like out of the way and see if I like find myself like, oh, maybe I should go to that room under the stairs and like an excuse to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How bad do I want to see myself if I'm depriving myself?
Hmm.
Yeah, dude.
That's so interesting.
Give me your thoughts.
I was watching this documentary recently, and this feeds in.
I was like, I want your thoughts, but yeah.
Yeah, this guy was deep in the jungles hang out with his tribe, and he had a mirror, and they had never seen themselves before. And he was showing them what they looked like for the first time. And at first they had a hard time understanding what that even was or who that was, or, mm-hmm, you know, even recognizing themselves. And, yeah, that is such an interesting thought of like,
kind of fuck that guy though, right?
Yeah.
Why should,
let him alone. Leave him alone.
Yeah. They had one perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it feeds into a lot of like the social pressures, right? Because I'm thinking like, can I go 30 days without the mirror? And my first thought is like, I gotta look before I leave the house.
Why?
Just to see if I look like a fucking idiot or not.
Why?
I don't know. And then it feeds into like, again, like you were talking about like hair and beard and all this, like, what does it look like? What do I look like? You know, like I don't, it's all trappings of societal pressure. Mom. And yeah.
Are you referring to your mom as societal pressure? Have we given her a new nickname?
Oftentimes, I refer to her as societal pressure.
Yeah, it's all trappings of societal pressure. That's true.
But no, there is that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I saw a joke when I took it.
This was a great joke.
It's a podcast.
It's a great joke.
It's a podcast.
I mean, we didn't dig her up for nothing.
Oh my God.
I can't believe it.
If you're on Patreon, just go mosey on over to Apple or Spotify and just listen to the public intro. You'll get the joke. It's horrific.
Yeah. So. Yeah. My takeaway is this. I am fascinated with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could do it.
You're not fascinated enough to try it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm not fascinated enough to try it. I worry too much about... Oh, my God. I know.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
You just ruined my whole night. Congratulations. You made me feel this.
That's right. I did. I made you do it.
Wow.
But we're also,
Nah.
What?
Don't justify it.
I'm not justifying it.
Okay.
I'm saying the differences between us. Like, even we get into this all the time, right? About like, you dress like Adam Sandler and you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't.
I like to be comfortable.
Yeah. And so like, of course, I think you could go 30 days because you're not worried about your appearance as much as I am.
I know, but do you think if you tried it, you would find at the end of 30 days, oh, that was freeing. Like, I don't care as much anymore.
I'm sure I would.
Not worth it.
I don't think so for me.
Okay.
I know you disagree with that.
I'm not disagreeing. You're saying it's not worth it. I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
It's confusing for me.
Yeah.
Because you often talk about how you want to be less vain and you want to care less and you want, and then you have this thing that you're like, I bet it would help. Not worth it. So then my argument would be, I don't think you want to, you don't want to be less like that bad. All you have to do is not look in a mirror for 30 days and like see what happens. And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very confusing for me. It's such an easy, controllable thing to try.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with more Secondhand Therapy. Hang tight.
I know we talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, but... now they're a sponsor.
They are a sponsor, dude.
I'm using BetterHelp. I'm loving it so far. It's so easy to find a therapist, find out what I'm looking for. And if it's not working out, because that has happened, I've been able to switch therapists with no problem at all.
Yeah. Yeah, you had that one that was not a good fit before.
It was not a good fit. Hey, and that happens. Finding good therapists is like a lot like finding, you know, being out there in the dating world and finding the right partner for you.
And you're married now.
Oh, no.
You're in love.
Never.
You're in love now.
I have to talk about this with my therapist.
Dude, you're there. Can I meet this person? I don't even know their gender. Can I meet this person?
Absolutely not.
Let's do one together.
Well, we should sign up for couples therapy on BetterHelp.
I'll do it. You think I won't do it? You think I won't win couples therapy with you, dude?
Oh,
you think I'm not going to walk out with the trophy? A couple stars.
I know you will.
All right. Here's the good news. They really are a sponsor. And if you have wanted to get in therapy and maybe you don't know where to start, maybe you don't have insurance like us, you can go to BetterHelp. They were nice enough to give us a discount. So if you hear this, you can go to betterhelp.com/secondhandtherapy and you will get 10% off your first month. There's a link below the episode. Starting therapy, it helps. It really helps. No matter what you want to work on, give it a shot. BetterHelp.com/secondhandtherapy. We love you guys.
Oil field work is dangerous, even under the best conditions. But when companies cut corners or ignore safety, it's the workers who pay the price. One accident can mean catastrophic injuries, lost income, and a long road to recovery. At Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers, we have the resources and experience to handle oil field injury cases and stand by workers and their families through the legal process. Real cases, real injuries. Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers.
Paid spokesperson Trey Morris, Shreveport, LA, 2519596.
I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Well, hold on. I have a guess.
Sure.
The beginning, what were you talking about today?
Control. Yeah.
Do you think that could be it?
Yeah, I mean, I know that, but I'm wondering why I'm holding on to that control. And I'm wondering if ego and pride are the same thing, or if they're battling each other, or what it is. Because, like, I often take, as much as I hate my body, I often take pride in how I look. You know what I mean? Like,
it's very confusing for me. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So for me, the, it's not so much of like, this is why it's not a priority for me. I think it would help me in ways that I view myself, of course, and even my body. Yes. However, the upkeep is what I'm worried about. My hair and beard kind of situation. That's what I'd be like, hey, I want to see.
That's the point.
Yes, but my thing isn't, my work is more about my body than appearance. Does that make sense?
Your work. Your therapy work?
My work on being vain or like any of that stuff. Like, it's more about body than anything else. And so, yes, it would help me in those ways, but yeah, upkeep is what I keep going back to. I don't give, like, I can put together an outfit or I can do, I don't need to see that. I don't need to see my body and all those things, but
I don't buy that.
I want to make sure that my hair's not looking fucking weird or like, you know, my head's like clean and shaved and all that stuff.
You always wear a hat.
It's like, yeah, I mean, I could also do like a timing. I don't know. It's just a weird thing for me about like upkeep. Yeah. Yeah. Presentable in that way more than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. That right. Doesn't make sense. That's not separate. Or is it? I don't know.
I mean, I've said this before. You will always have a reason not to try something new. And like, you're like, well, my thing's about my body, but I can't do it because my hair and my beard. It's like, well.
Yeah.
And so you're contradicting yourself.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a weird thing. It's a big commitment.
I don't like when you say that. I try new things. Not a lot, but often. There are some things that, yeah, that hold me back like that. Yes. But I didn't like how that was worded.
That you will always have a reason to not try something new.
The word always there is like that. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. And because I have been implementing new things recently a lot, and yeah.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
You don't know. You get to talk about how.
About what?
About how you can't look in the mirror and all this stuff. Like, why'd you just get to put me on the spot and then be like, I can do it, no problem, and move on?
What do you want to talk about it?
Well, could you do it?
For sure.
For sure. No hesitation.
I'm sure it would be uncomfortable, but sure.
No hesitation.
Yeah. What's the problem? I'm sure there would be a lot of moments along the way I'd be like, fuck, I shouldn't, like, let me go before I go, whatever. Of course.
Yeah.
It's also impossible to avoid mirrors because you go into a public bathroom, there's going to be one. You, like,
yeah.
I think it would be interesting to see how often I found myself seeking out a mirror. But I didn't find myself doing that when I was camping at all.
Yeah.
There was no selfie camera. There was nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it.
Do you think that would change in your day to day when you have more activity of like, I'm going to the coffee shop, I'm going to the gym, we're meeting up with this person, or we're doing this or that. Like, do you think those pressures would get to you versus being out in the wilderness? Like, nobody gives a fuck. We're all out on the beach.
Like, I mean, I think I would probably have moments where I'd be like, I wish I had a mirror, but I'd be like, well, am I not going to go to dinner because there's no mirror? I'll go. What's someone going to go? Hey, your hair's fucked up. Oh, yeah. I don't have mirrors at my house. You know?
Yeah.
What's the big fucking deal?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure I'll have urges, but. Yeah. Well, am I either going to go get a mirror or I'm going to be like, oh, I guess I'm leaving. Who cares? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
You know?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
What else would you like to talk about? My mirror theories and experiments.
Well, what else did you learn about yourself on this camping trip? It seems like you came back with some gems.
I learned that, I don't know if this is learning something about myself. I learned a little bit about the importance of intention.
Mm.
I often found, much like my hands being dirty, same with my feet.
Mm.
I very rarely am barefoot. My feet be feeling grimy or dirty, like, I don't like that. At the beach, impossible, right?
Yeah.
So, but I did find myself in my slides, and I would even wear them through the sand and like get to the thing, and I would catch myself like, I'm sitting here in my slides, and like the intention of like, put your feet in the sand, like touch the earth, you're camping, like those kinds of moments.
Mm.
That intention can go a long way. And I found myself probably by the second day taking off my slides when I was off the pavement at the edge of the sand and then walking barefoot through the sand. So I learned how being aware and setting an intention early on helped me change habit pretty quickly.
Mm.
That was kind of interesting. What else did I learn about myself? I confirmed that I really do enjoy, or maybe I didn't always enjoy it, but I was always able to find value and importance in stillness.
Mm.
There were moments of, you know, when I'd been sitting on the beach for a while, or we've been sitting at camp, you know, we're walking, like where I did feel restless.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what are we doing today? But it was always so easy to settle back in to like, this is what we're doing. We're camping. We're chilling outside. Like, we're conversing. We're doing whatever. So I did, it felt like confirming with myself that at this phase of my life, the moments of stillness and being are what I'm craving right now.
Yeah.
Even when we got back, like, dude, I did not want to turn on the TV.
Really?
Oh, man. I was like dreading it almost.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what did you change anything, or are you going to change anything being back?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have all the same intentions. Yeah. Like my girl, you know, she's like, I'm going to put something on when we get in bed. And I was like, can we not?
Yeah.
Like, I'm used to sleeping with this fucking train above my head.
You're putting on train's ass.
Yeah. I was just like, can we not? She's like, yeah, okay. But yeah, I didn't want to do like the screen. It was nice to be home. It was nice to have air conditioning, and like an ocean breeze is nice, but a tent gets hot.
Yeah.
It was nice to have air conditioning. It was nice to have a couch and like not sitting in just a camp chair. Those right. things suck. So. Yeah, I enjoyed some of the luxuries coming back, but also, yeah, I didn't want some of the entertainment, I think.
Or a distraction.
Yeah. Potato, potato, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I like that.
Your yeah. turn?
Sure.
I mean, unless you got more questions.
went to Coda this morning.
Nice. And you had therapy today?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Back to back to back.
Full day.
Yeah. And I started reading this book that I thought was going to be just a stupid little children's book.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it another time, but mm-hmm. Oh, just crying, reading it.
Nice.
Turns out that book's about me.
Not everything's okay.
Hey,
turns out I related to this business.
Who wrote this? How did you find me?
I always wonder what that feels like for you. Yeah. So often you'll see a movie or read a book and be like, this is about me. Yeah. I so rarely see myself in pieces of art like that. I mean, you came from the Bruce Springsteen movie. You're like, I'm Bruce Springsteen. And I was like, what? How'd you get that one?
Yeah, there were parts of, I saw parts of me in that. Yeah. Do you think for you it's a belief thing?
I don't understand what you're asking.
Going back to this idea of like you very rarely will believe something at face value. You're like, the example I think we've used on the show before is like I could show you a video of like somebody helping an old woman up at a grocery store and you're like, that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
So like because it's art and because you know it's on purpose, like these are actors and this and that, or it's music, or it's, you know, it's being presented. Do you think that's a better way to word it? Yeah. Do you think these things are being that are presented are harder for you to relate to because you know they're being presented?
No.
Hmm.
Because I don't think, like for your example, a children's book, like I think as an adult, I've been moved or touched by a children's book,
mm-hmm.
but I've never been so enveloped by it that I think or feel this is about me or like relate to it that deeply. Same thing with film and songs. Like I relate to lines and feeling and emotion that come more so in film situations.
Yeah.
Will ring true, but it never grabs me in a way of like that's me.
Mm.
For me, it doesn't come back to belief, although I understand why you would ask that. That makes sense. To me, it just comes back, or I guess what makes more sense for my mind is that I just think I have a stronger sense of identity than you do. Like I'm much more confident and aware of who I am and what I like and what I don't like. And
yeah.
Whereas I think, I mean, you've said it on here. You don't really know what you like. You don't know. You're still learning, trying to find yourself.
Yeah.
So I think when you see these things, you're like, that's me. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. So I'm in Coda.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in Coda. And I'd already been thinking, because I had therapy an hour after that, or hour and a half after that. So I was already planning on going into therapy, wanting to hopefully talk to whoever's running control in the parts department.
Okay.
And so I already had that in mind. Then in Coda, they were like, you know, we always vote on like, what are we going to talk about each meeting and control.
You're like, whatever you want. Like,
yeah, just a bunch of people be like, whatever you want.
Whatever you guys want to talk about. I'm fine with whatever.
Yeah. The vote takes an hour.
Yeah.
Control won.
Nice.
And I was like, well, look at that. And
control's a common arm through codependency.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And somebody shared this line today that rang deep within me, which was they didn't really worry about control before because control usually just hurt them and they could get hurt. You know what I mean? Like, and then they realized that their control was hurting other people. And that's when they were like, oh, I need to do something about this.
Mm.
And I felt the same way. I always felt like the control was damage control for me.
Protecting yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that control's more than likely hurting other people in ways that I don't even know, you know?
Does that mean it's not protecting you? Or while you're protecting yourself,
while I'm
you're
protecting
as a result hurting other people?
Hurting other people.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that didn't feel great. And so I brought it up in therapy today. And I said, hey, I want to do some parts work. I want to talk about control and this and that. And then we didn't end up doing parts work. We started exploring control. And he goes, can you give me a recent example? And I said, sure. Last night, I'm working with my buddies. I haven't seen these guys in years. Mm-hmm. And, well, one of them I have, but the other one I haven't. We haven't, like, worked together in a long time. And I'm having the best time with them. And I'm trying to soak it up because one of them is leaving tonight. And so we're going to get 3 days with him. And so last night, they were like, hey, we should all go in this little breakfast spot and get pancakes after the show, like old times, this and that.
Ooh, night diner.
Ugh, dude.
Fuck, I love a night diner.
Because, you know, when you're on the road and you're touring, you're a comic, like, there's nothing open but diners after mm-hmm. the shows. And so oftentimes we find ourselves at 1 a.m. at a fucking Denny's or an IHOP or whatever the place, you know, mm-hmm. wherever it is. And you talk and you know, whatever. And so they bring up this diner. And I'm the only one with a car.
Mm-hmm.
We have another
live here.
Yeah, and they don't. And my buddy also has a car who works there, but like, you know, whatever. So they're like, hey, can you drive this and that? I'm like, yeah, of course. And then my mind immediately goes to control. It does what it always does. I start thinking about every single step, which is how far away is this diner? Am I going to get anything to eat? I'm really not feeling like it. I've already had dinner. I feel like shit. Is there parking? Am I going to have to pay for parking? Where is the... I start going down that
mm-hmm.
instead of just being like, I get to go hang out with my friends. I am trying to control everything about the situation
mm-hmm.
instead of just enjoying it.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And I had a great fucking time.
Of course.
And, but I'm noticing that that is, because he was talking about, my therapist was asking me about like events or things like that, that I can think of in my life that where like control has taken over. And I'm like, it takes over all the time in ordinary scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
You and I talk about this all the time where it's like, hey, you should be cooking more. Like, why aren't you cooking this and that? I'm like, I would do want to cook more, but my mind goes to, I got to do this. It goes down that checklist of 100 different things that go into making dinner mm-hmm. instead of just make dinner.
Yeah.
And so, he brought up, he goes, this is really interesting. It sounds like you have a lack of improv, which is really interesting for you, somebody mm-hmm. who performs.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I go, that brings us back to the two Michaels. Like, Michael on stage can go with the flow and do all that stuff, but Michael in real life can't. And we explored that a little bit. And guess what it came back to?
Mom.
Nope.
Damn, take a shot. We'll be right back with more Secondhand Therapy after this. If you're interested in having the best time of your life, you should go ahead and check out our new sponsor, Psychic Source.
Oh, buddy, I cannot wait.
Dude.
I'm trying to talk to dead people. Do they do that?
They do mediums. They got mediums.
All right. I'll take a large medium.
All right. So here's the thing. Daddy already did it.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. if you want to talk to a psychic, and trust me, you do. Here's what you do. You go to trypsychicsource.com/SHT10. Okay? You're going to get 40 minutes. 40 minutes for $19.80. Now, you don't have to use all 40 minutes with one person. I didn't. Oh. I did 20 with, and look, mind your business. Talking about my love life.
Okay, all right.
Talking about my love life.
Trying to see some road bumps ahead.
Just seeing if it's going to be clear skies, and it's not. Now, I did the other 20 on just like a spiritual thing. See where I'm at. Let me guess. You're going to do a medium?
Oh my God, I can't wait.
All right. Well, if you want to talk to a psychic, you can do that. Again, try psychicsource.com/SHT10. You get 40 minutes for under $20. Do it. And then DM us because I want to hear how it went.
Oh, I can't. Please DM us.
Oh God, it's so much fun.
I want the tea. I know we talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, but now they're a sponsor.
They are a sponsor, dude.
I'm using BetterHelp. I'm loving it so far. It's so easy to find a therapist, find out what I'm looking for. And if it's not working out, because that has happened, I've been able to switch therapists with no problem at all.
Yeah. Yeah, you had that one that was not a good fit before.
It was not a good fit. Hey, and that happens. Finding good therapists is like a lot like finding, you know, being out there in the dating world and finding the right partner for you.
And you're married now.
Oh, no. You're in love. Never.
You're in love now.
I have to talk about this with my therapist.
Dude, you're there. Can I meet this person? I don't even know their gender. Can I meet this person?
Absolutely not.
Let's do one together.
Well, we should sign up for couples therapy on BetterHelp.
I'll do it. You think I won't do it? You think I won't win couples therapy with you, dude?
No.
You think I'm not going to walk out with the trophy? A couples therapy?
I know you will.
All right, here's the good news. They really are a sponsor, and if you have wanted to get in therapy and maybe you don't know where to start, maybe you don't have insurance like us, you can go to BetterHelp. They were nice enough to give us a discount. So if you hear this, you can go to betterhelp.com/secondhandtherapy, and you will get 10% off your first month. There's a link below the episode. Starting therapy, it helps. It really helps. No matter what you want to work on, give it a shot. BetterHelp.com/secondhandtherapy. We love you guys.
I wrote a book, which still feels weird to say out loud. It is a collection of short stories and essays and faux journal entries. And it's, you know, all about love, grief, dating, loneliness, and all the weird ways people try to hold on to each other while they fall apart. Some of the stories are funny, some of the stories are sad, most are, a blend of both. I mean, honestly, the book really isn't about love. It's more about moments. Like those awkward moments after an argument, or the drive home after a bad date, or, that silence after someone says I'm fine when you know that they're lying to you. Anyways, I am offering signed copies of the book at velvettigerbooks.com. So if you've ever mistaken attention for intimacy, or referred to distance as independence, or, you know, love someone and then realize that that really wasn't the problem, then this book might be for you. And you can get a signed copy and stickers and bookmarks and all kinds of fun stuff at velvettigerbooks.com. It's available in paperback, hardback, ebook, and the audiobook is coming soon. So there's no excuse. Go check it out. velvettigerbooks.com.
Every wreck can disrupt lives, but some cause catastrophic injuries that change everything in an instant. When your life has been traumatically changed, you need a firm with experience handling catastrophic injury cases. At Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers, we have the experience and resources to handle catastrophic injury claims and help real people move forward after life-altering events. Real cases, real injuries. Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers. Paid spokesperson Trey Morris, Covington, LA 2519594.
Lucky, I'll give you a real guess.
Okay.
Okay, because if you're not in control,
mm-hmm.
Something will get fucked up, they'll get mad at you and they'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it?
Safety.
Mm.
Our old friend Safety.
Okay.
On stage, I have the confidence enough to know that, like, I got it. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
The venues are in place in a way that, like, we've all agreed that, you know, like, this is what we're doing here. There's people working, all that. Like, I feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
In life, I am so vulnerable. Like, anything could happen at any time, and I have no control over any of that, and I am very unprepared for any of it, or feeling that way. Yeah. And so what I've been doing is trying to combat emotion with logic, because emotionally the lack of control is overwhelming. Logically, it doesn't fucking matter.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is there parking? We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is this blah, blah, blah. It either is or it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Both true.
Yeah. And I saw it play out with somebody else recently. And this is, again, another food story. I don't know. But we were all trying to go get burgers one night after the show. And I was actually with Ken. And Ken's like, hey, we're going to go get a burger. And this other guy was like, where are you getting it? And he goes, I don't know, this little burger spot. And he goes, what kind of burgers are they? And he goes, cheeseburgers. And he goes, how far away is it? And Ken just stops and goes, do you want to go get a cheeseburger or not? And the guy goes, yeah. And he goes, okay. And then we left and got a burger. And I think about that. I've thought about that. It happened like 3 weeks ago. And I think about that decision making all the time. And I've just adopted that phrase of like, do you want to get a burger or not? So yeah. It's like, hey, do you want to go here? Do you want to, hey, is this? That's the question.
Yeah. How come when I do that, you get mad at me?
I don't get mad because, okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you want a real answer?
Yes. Let me hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you some context.
Sure.
Many a time.
Uh-huh.
We have been downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be like, hey, you want to do this? And you have a million questions like, do you want to go or not?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd like, nah, you know, I'll just pass. Why? Yeah, tell me why. Tell me why.
Well,
uh-huh.
I had not seen it from the outside before. I had not seen it from a different perspective before. That's why.
You're the king of empathy.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
So, I was a self-proclaimed king of empathy. I'm trying to get your uncle's voice down. Not 20 years ago. 20 years ago. Self-proclaimed king of empathy. All right, go ahead. This fucking guy. Good for you. I'm angry. Good for you. I'm so goddamn angry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So he asked, where in my body do I feel it? Mm-hmm. When these things come up, these questions, and it's like, it's in my chest. So that means it's our good friend anxiety.
Chest and anus.
Yeah.
That's it's my chest lips. And my anus.
And my anus. They get really tight. But it's that feeling of being trapped. Trapped in a way that is like one of the recent experiences, I went to the Sphere, right? And a group of us were going. I'd never been before. I should just be excited to go. I had to talk myself out of thinking about this multiple times in the night. Was it's gonna be a nightmare to get out of here. How are we getting home? How are we getting out of here? That Uber is going to take forever. All the Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're here now, and we're either going to get stuck in traffic or we're not.
Yeah.
But getting stuck in traffic is I'm trapped in a scenario, and it's of my own doing. You know, like, you should have left earlier. You should have done it. It's that blame. It's that guilt. It's all that stuff.
Okay, you're trapped.
Yeah.
And what's the consequence of being trapped? What's going to happen while you're trapped?
You're going to love this.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to hate it.
Yeah. You know what it is.
Tell me.
You already know.
You say it. You say it, bitch. Tell daddy.
It's uncomfortable.
Just sitting in traffic.
Yep.
What's uncomfortable about it?
Well, I just connected this and I don't like it.
Beautiful. Tell us more.
I don't want to.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
I don't want to.
Is it your mom?
I mean, part of it. Part of us worst case scenario. Yeah, of course. That's always the underlying layer. And that's what I even told my therapist. I was like, I just always chalked it up being just raised around worst case scenario. But it's more than that. And what I just connected right now, which I don't want to talk about.
Can I guess?
I don't want to hear a fucking thing. Sure.
Because there's nowhere to go and nothing to do and you're just stuck with yourself.
Nope.
Is that another one you didn't realize?
Nope.
Okay. It's a... No. Okay, go ahead.
God, you're going to have a fucking field day.
Oh, I love field days.
I am not smart enough to get myself out of this.
Out of being stuck in traffic.
I'm real dumb. Yeah, you couldn't figure it out? Couldn't figure it out, huh? You're sitting here in traffic like a fucking asshole because you couldn't figure it out. You didn't think about leaving 10 minutes early? You didn't think about maybe waiting till the crowd cleared? You didn't? No. Instead, we're stuck here like a fucking idiot.
But you leave early and then you miss the... You're like, they did play that song. Fuck!
Hey.
Why couldn't I just stay? Yeah. There's no winning with you.
No.
Yeah.
Hey. Welcome to my brain. My therapist even goes...
I'd like to leave.
He goes, aren't you exhausted? I said, all the time.
Yeah.
He said, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you took the mirrors out of your house? I could never. Yes, I'm exhausted. Do you want to rest? How? No. That's new. I will not be resting or removing mirrors.
Yeah.
I'll leave early. You know what? I just won't go.
You know what? You know what? I'm out.
You know what? I just won't go. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
And that's usually how it goes. I usually go, you know, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. Yeah. Even last night, this is another layer to the questions. There are subcategories.
I mean, if anyone's going to complicate it.
Oh, it'll be me, baby.
It's all Mikey Malone.
Goddamn right. So one of the questions that was going on in my head to the very simple question of, do you want to get pancakes?
Yeah.
Is, do you need me to drive? Okay. And then the subcategory is, if I'm driving, am I responsible for bringing you back here? Or is our other friend going to drop you off? Or how does that work? And that goes into, because what will you think of me if I don't drop you back off? Even though it makes no sense for me to go that way, like it's 20 minutes out of my way last night. I don't want to do that. But if I don't do that, you're going to be like, fucking Malone. Couldn't even take us back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's going to play into later. This is what goes on in my head. This goes on to later, to next time you go, hey, we're going to go anywhere. Pancakes, a concert, whatever. Don't tell Malone, because he won't even fucking, he couldn't even drop us off that night.
Why can't you drive, even if it is 20 minutes? What do you have to do?
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, I'm just damned if I do, damned if I don't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I could do that. And also, like, is that what I'm supposed to do? Like, I'm fighting that. I don't know. Like, again, it goes into how I'm perceived. And it goes back into what we always talk about, which is, like, my permanent record. It goes on my fucking permanent record.
Mm.
And so it's like...
Okay, but what's the damned if you do? Let's say you do. You just go, yeah, I'll bring you back. No problem.
Oh, that goes into what I need to realize is the control, right? Like the logic versus emotion. I can't, what we talk about all the time on here is I can't control however you're going to think or feel. So I could drive you back to the hotel. I could walk you to your fucking door. I could tuck you in to your fucking bed and be like, I had a really great time tonight. See you later. And you could think, that fucking Malone is overbearing, dude. Like, he walked me up here. Like, he didn't have, like, so who knows? I can't control any of that.
Okay, let me ask you a different way.
Yeah.
So you said, if I don't drive you back, you're, oh, God, he couldn't even bring us back.
Yeah.
So why not just bring him back?
Inconvenient, out of my way. Like, yeah.
So?
Right. You just asked me why I didn't want
yeah, just don't
want to.
Just
don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't. Sometimes right. You don't want to do things.
Sure.
Didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that falls into the category of like, well, is that what you're supposed to do? Is that, you know, and you're like, I don't know.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Or a thought.
Sure.
If they don't have cars.
Yeah. But somebody else did. And somebody else was going back to the hotel.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But
if you were the only one with a car.
Oh, yeah. Then it's not a question. That's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Say yeah again.
Well, I'm just like, no, I'm not just going to like leave my, yeah.
Okay.
That's not what was happening.
Oh, no. My God.
I
was like, I think you might be a prick, dude.
No. There, yeah.
I just don't want to. It's 20 minutes.
No.
Then they have to Uber. Like, you're a dick, dude. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can't control any of that. And logically, I know that, but emotionally.
But logically, do you know that in the moment? Do you even have the thought?
Not in the moment. And if I do, it's a real fight. It's a real fight to be like, hey, this makes sense. Like, this is what actually is happening.
Hmm.
And then he said, I was talking about like how they view me or how I think they view me and all this stuff and how I can't control it. He said, do you view others like you think they're viewing you? That's what you've said. I know you've said this to me and I have thought about it. And
pissed.
And I said, well, we've talked about on here, which is like, I grew up around gossip. And so, of course, I think that that's what's happening because that's how my family was. We were a family of don't let them know that you know this. And so, whether I know it or not, they could be saying anything. And I just assume that they are.
So why don't you stop engaging in that?
I usually shut it down with empathy. But oftentimes
like, give me the tea. I need the tea.
Yeah. I like that part of it. I'm talking about just judging people on like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if there is judgment, I fight it with empathy, and then usually it pours over into too much empathy, and then I don't stand up for myself, or I forgive others too much, and I end up just being like, yeah, but that person, that hurt me real bad. But I'm like, yeah, but they're going through a lot, or they're going through this, or they're, and so I fight it with that, and so, yeah, washes away, and then I end up still hurt.
Are you coming around to that I'm right?
Never.
It sounds like you might be. Hello, my little bear cub. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you would like ad-free episodes and other bonus content, please head on over to patreon.com/secondhandtherapypod. Okay, love you. Bye. And we know that.
Brrr.
Jesus.
That's a bear.
It's not.
Oilfield work is dangerous, even under the best conditions. When safety is ignored and workers are hurt, Morris and DeWitt Injury Lawyers are here to help. Real cases, real injuries. Morris and DeWitt Injury Lawyers. Paid spokesperson Trey Morris, Lake Charles, LA 251995.